teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. A popular scripture that we have been talking about, reading about, and praying about is the same scripture that the Lord will help me share with us today in Ephesians chapter 3. Let me quickly remind us, because if you're trying to see in a very precise form and yet complete, you want to have a full understanding of his mission on earth, go to the book of Ephesians. You grab almost the same thing from the book of Colossians, but Ephesians is fuller. And again, that is privileged revelation of Paul. The first three chapters, honest, we can preach anything from anything and teach anything from anywhere. But the first three chapters will tell you exactly what he has come to do and what he has made available for you and I. Who he has come to make you, or who he has now made you, and what he has made available to you. That is, he's spelling out all your rights and privileges. 1, 2, 3. There aren't things that you can just read and take all in at once and go. No. If you do, you have to go back, sit down, begin to bring it back line by line again. And the more you chew, that is, the more you meditate, the more you get up by Chandelabria. You will discover that the places you've walked past in your life several times, you just, things begin to pop up and begin to give way. Because now you begin to have a better understanding, and of course you're meditating on the word. You see, Jesus made it clear to us. He said, let me tell you what the kingdom of God is like. And guess the first thing he said? He says, it's like a man that went out to sow seeds. The seed to every harvest you are looking for is in the word. It's in the word. I feel the fire now. So some will get some strange healing today. In the name of Jesus. Your testimony will affect many around the world. Some will get some breaks. What you heard is just the beginning. Glory be to God in the highest. I remember I was reading about the work of the Holy Ghost in the life of a man. And it was Angelic that gave this testimony. He said they were, himself and his wife, were traveling between two cities. I can't tell you the full story, but I'll tell you the meat. He said they got to a turn off, a dangerous bend. So I think they were keeping right, yes. And you are the bend, a blind bend, heel and curvy. And the Holy Ghost said to you, he said you are going to move away from the right to the left. That would mean facing the oncoming vehicle. But he heard. He heard strange instruction. So he dilly-dallied for a while. And then he moved to the other side and stopped. Lo and behold, boo, big noise. A trailer has lost control and has left his own lane and was running down free. Down there, just went past them. Boom! He said, my God. That would have been knocked off a big ravine. That would have been end. But he heard. You hear a word behind you saying, this is the way. This is the year of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Ephesians chapter 3. So the first three tells you exactly all he did. And spelt out clearly, even deeper than you can catch like that. All your rights, who he has made you, what he has made available to you. And you will realize when you begin to have this understanding, which of course will come by revelation itself, that see, who you are does not match up to where you are. That is, where you are is just for you to realize who you are and where you are going. So where you are should never at any time become the definition of where you are going. It's never. Where you are going is always bigger. He said, how do you know that? Because you are going from glory to glory. You are then being conformed to the image of Christ. Yeah? Yeah? So don't you ever allow the devil's lies to limit you. Yeah. Okay. So from 4 to 6. So I talked about the word. That the seed is the word. So that's where we get it from. And you can really see the word. If I see the seed I need for this breakthrough, I'll be a fool not to pick it. And having picked it, I'll be a greater fool not to plant it. You won't harvest. Yeah. I feel the fire. Oof. There are great testimonies already. And say, mine will be the greatest. In the name of Jesus. And his name will be glorified. It's not by way of competition. It's by way of asserting myself and confessing the word that I will swim in this sea of revelations. I will swim in this victory that I'm discovering afresh again. Hallelujah. Yesterday we were in the pastor's prayer forum and we were praying, and the prayer was so interesting, and all that prayer was like, man, it's time of fresh anointing. Oh yeah. And when God begins to anoint you afresh, your horn will be lifted up. Amen. And not just will be lifted up, you'll be like a wild ox. You are unstoppable. I'm telling you. That means that you have no respect for any lie of the devil. You become more confident and daring. And of course, you become more gentle and long-suffering and fruit of the Spirit. Can't you see what the Holy Ghost does? He makes you like Jesus in all humility and submission, and yet fierce like a lion in confrontation. That's why when you look at Jesus, you see the lamb and the lion. Only the Holy Ghost can do that. So you'll not be lacking in fruits, and yet you'll be a champion when it comes to the power and the gifts. So from 4 to 6, instructions. How to live in the reality of what you have just read from 1 to 3. The whole of 4, 5, 6. So if you carry out a good study on that, I promise you in the name of Jesus, it will move you forward. So I'm picking from Ephesians chapter 3. Give me verse 17. Give me 16. Everyone is powerful. You see, when the Holy Ghost is there, everyone becomes every part just wow. Look at 16. That he will grant you, glory be to God in the highest, according to the riches of his grace. To be what? Strengthened. With what? Might through his. Where? In the inner man. So I'm catching it from there so that you can see the work of the Spirit. And this is the first petition in his prayers. And what makes it interesting is that this is a prayer. And if things don't work through prayers, then this is unnecessary. And so the first petition is that. for me, that he will grant you. Yeah, it's not a loan, it's a grant. It's not a thing that you have to pay back in bits or pay back in full. It's a gift. And what is this grant? Strength. But before he tells you, that he will grant you with what? Grant you, before he begins to describe the strength, he said he will grant you how? According to his riches in glory. I mean, we've explained it before, and that's the truth. If we have a need in the house, and somebody talking, I say, please, whatever you can give this person, please give. He's probably looking for some millions. So everybody will give according to their capacities. Or say, we have a big need in church, we want to do this. So please, has God listened up for me? Yes. We may be looking for maybe $2 million for something. Okay. But can you give what you don't have? So why somebody will be giving the best she or she can, and it will be it'll be 10,000 naira. Somebody else will be able to stand up and say, please, write $100,000 there for me. It's according to your capacity. God, see what Paul prayed. Haven't taught us from chapters 1 to 3. It says, now I'm praying that God will grant you He said some things there. Everything he said were things that he had taught before, which you now understand. I now understand because he expects you are coming from chapter 1 before you go to chapter 3, verse 16, thereabout. Yeah. So he said that God, I'm asking God, the Father, the one of all the families on earth, that he will grant you, number one, first of all, premier, he will grant you according to his riches in glory. So that means that what he's going to ask for cannot be exhausted. Is an open check for you. Can you please settle your mind and get to understand that your problem or your lack has no match? The creator of the ends of the earth, the one that without whom nothing was made that was made, he hung everything in place and put everything where they are. And he's saying that I love you so much and I'm giving you a blank check. It's according to his riches in glory. I'm asking that. It's according to... No. He won't give you 10,000 when he can give you 10 million. Glory be to God in the highest. So it's according to his riches. So now if we are going to... Okay, then what is it he's asking for? That according to his riches in glory. Wait. Men count their costs in estates and stocks and everything is quantified in money. I mean, in currencies. So, I mean, what's this worth? He was $30 billion. What's his worth? He was $300 billion. What's his worth? Oh, he was about 200 million naira. What's his worth? He was about 100,000 naira. That's how we rate men. You know how we rate God? By his glory. By his glory. Everywhere his glory steps forward, every other thing disappears. There's no comparison. I give an example. He took Peter, James, and John up the Mount of Transfiguration. And why is the... He didn't tell them what to expect. But at that point, he just... Let me be myself. Yeah. The Bible said when the light began to shine, everything created began to disappear. They looked, they bent down. They looked, they were looking for where to hide. If it was possible, let the ground open. Whoa! I feel the fire. The glory of God. They said, first, his skin began to radiate. All of a sudden, his clothes disappeared. They didn't see it anymore. Because that thing that the devil has made look like God, oppressing you, is disappearing in Jesus' name. Somebody shout, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Glorify Jesus in my life, in my situation. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Say it again. Holy Spirit. Yay, right now. In the name of Jesus. Glorify Jesus. Glorify Jesus in my situation, in my situation, in my life, in my life. Oh, glory be. They said first his clothes began to disappear. Then his skin disappeared. Then the whole of him disappeared. They just saw light. He showed them who he was. They stopped seeing the natural Jesus. They saw the real Jesus. The real Jesus is a spirit being. That's why they call him God's incarnate. That's why we're told that God is a spirit. And we who worship him, we worship him in the spirit. That means that we have the spiritual capacity. Now, look at this prayer. That God will strengthen you according to his riches in glory, that he will grant you, according to his riches in glory, to be what? Strengthened. Why is it that the first thing he will ask for is strength? You think God will launch you without enabling you? There are many things that we take for granted, and the devil takes advantage of us. But no more. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I say, amen. No more. Amen. I realize that the whole Bible is this thing, looking at this here, the whole Bible. I say my testimonies will shake the world. Amen. In the name of Jesus. I expect you to say the same. Jesus will be glorified and 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 glorified in the name of Jesus. Can't you see that the word is good, the word is sweet, to be strengthened with might in your inner man. That might is miracle working power. the same instruction that Jesus gave them, said, look, tarry in Jerusalem until you be endued with power. The same word. It's a starting point. So if you are neglecting the very starting point, can you see why you've not been doing well along the journey? It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Spirit of creation. It is the Spirit in the Word. The word I speak to you, they are what? They are spirit and life. So when I'm speaking the word, I'm releasing the Spirit. Hallelujah. God is spirit. He communicates spirit. He deals spiritually. Receive your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I say, receive your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I say, in the name of Jesus, right now, receive your deliverance. Oh, yes. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. I say, receive your deliverance in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah. He just told me. He said, the many answers you are looking for, the many solutions you are looking for, begin to draw them right now in Jesus' name. Come on, give him praise. Give him honor. Worship and adore him. Hallelujah. You watch it. Before the end of today, you have testimonies. I have testimonies. In the name of Jesus. No day will pass by without tangible testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Why? You are in constant communion with the Holy Spirit. Constant with the Holy Spirit. You are in constant fellowship with the Holy Spirit. And see, he's not a dormant spirit. He's always doing. Glorifying Jesus. Glorifying Jesus. We give him praise. I'm sure you are surprised. I had this same scripture. Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Say it again. Say, whatever God has not given me, that the devil thinks he can deceive me with, I reject it now in the name of Jesus. Back to where you are coming from. And everything the Lord has made for me, through the finished work of the blood of Jesus, I receive it now. In the name of Jesus, we give him praise. We give him honor. And receive strength in your entire body. When I say your entire body, I mean your spirit, soul, and body. So emotionally, physically, financially, relationally. I'm talking about you now. For everybody, but I'm talking about you. So receive. In the name of Jesus. And you know fully well now that it's not by power, it's not by might. And the devil will always keep you at a standstill. You know how he does it? He comes through your mind. So receive. Amen. Yep. Let him do it. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. Just know that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. After he ascended on high, he's still here. But he's not staying in Nazareth anymore. Neither is he staying in Jerusalem anymore. He's in your heart.
That you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you and God bless you.